Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
What's up, my guy?
Lots.
Everything.
There's always stuff going on, man. I can't explain to you how many things are going on right now.
We should write that list. Let's
all of the things.
The rest of the day dedicated to the list.
Oh God, the list. So much going on. Just like I know you gym owners have a lot going on. But this episode is going to be kind of an interesting one. What are we calling this? $417 a month membership, gym membership. I'm going to tell a quick story. I was, we have an ad going on right now. So we're running Facebook ads just like everybody else. And we've got an ad that's got like gym model A versus gym model B, 100 members versus 100 members, and, you know, $500,000 a month versus like $215 or $250 a month or whatever. And what's the difference? They both have the same amount of members. It's the same, you know, two gyms are the same. Why is this one doing 500 grand and that one's doing in the 200s? And somebody made a post or a comment on the post. I got the notification the other day. It's like, you know, 500,000 with 100 members, that's $417 per month. This is retarded. His words, not mine, retarded. Yeah. He said, this is retarded. And I'm like, what's retarded? Like, what do you mean? And I click his profile and he's a CrossFit gym. He's got CrossFit in his gym name, in his handle. It's all CrossFit stuff. And, you know, he's a young guy or whatever. And to him, 417 is astronomical. To him, it's not possible. Like, how could you charge 417 for a training gym? And I just responded like, yeah, for a CrossFit, I could see why you might say that.
Yeah.
We work with gyms all over the world doing well over 417 a month. But in that scenario, I'm just using 417. Like, if you take our memberships here, our lowest memberships, 428, we go 550 or whatever on the higher ones. Most gyms we work with are going to be in the fours, fives, so even $600 per month. And, you know, maybe a low end of 350. So, so like for the model, it's not possible in his model.
In his mind, in his model. Yeah.
Yeah. In his model. And so what I told him on the post and what I'll tell you guys right here is most of the time, the problem is your model.
I would say that every time.
most of the time, the problem is your model. Your model will not allow you to charge a premium for your product. Your model won't allow you to get past a certain revenue ceiling. I've got example after example after example. We got a good buddy coming out of Atlanta, gym owner who is in our Iron Circle. And when he left the Iron Circle, he had to go remodel his his gym or whatever. He was cutting it down, he was doing all kinds of stuff. He was changing his model from a large group to semi-private, and just talked to him today. And Tim, thank you so much. You know, without the Iron Circle, I would never have done this. We had our record revenue year in 2024, revenue net profit, never been higher. And he's been in business. I mean, he was in the first mastermind with me when I was, you know, 2015. So I know he's been around at least 12 years at this point or whatever. Cause he was in the business a couple of years even then. So like here he is a decade, whatever you want to say, makes X, can't get past X, revenue ceiling is X, can't charge any more than X, can't scale out of it, can't get enough members, says, okay, this isn't working. It's my model. Let me change a bunch of stuff. He had to remodel his gym and do all the stuff. He actually went down in size, cut some big rent numbers down. Boom. He's in a more, you know, like a
profitable square foot.
Yeah, profitable perfect. Square footage. And now he's hitting records in a smaller space, have you?
Yeah.
It was his model.
Yep.
Most of the problems, and I say most, come from the model. And gym owners, and I'm one of them, so I get it. You put your blood, sweat, and tears into this way. You believe in it. You create the programming and the environment and the culture. And it's like, it's really hard for you to look at that and be like, hey, my baby's ugly. It's ugly. Yeah. You know, I've made this baby here and it's ugly. And I'm embarrassed. I don't want to. And so like, you just stick with it because like, it's going to be too hard to just switch gears
change
now.
It. Yep.
And I have a great saying. It's like, you're too old to change now. You're too old to not change now. Like you can't continue to do this anymore. Like you need, so the biggest hurdle that we face at ProFit for signing gym owners up into our coaching program is to get you to realize that working harder will never get you to the finish line when you're on the wrong path. Like if you're in the wrong model, you think like, just if I work harder, if I put in more time, if I do better marketing, we'll make it. We'll make that revenue number. We'll make that membership number. We'll make more profit, whatever that is. And I'm here to tell you, like, if you're in the wrong model, there's no amount of extra work that you can put into, no extra bolt-on, high transformation, high ticket, profit center thing that's going to get you to $1 million or a healthy $500,000 with 30, 40, 50% net profit. Like, that, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so like, yes, there's an anomaly out there that, you know, you got a large group training gym that's got 1,000 members killing it. Yeah. It's just not normal.
It's not the average. It's not the normal.
It's not. Yeah. It's like the outlier, right? Everybody's got an outlier story. Well, so-and-so did it in Manhattan. Okay. Got it. Like,
well, and everybody thinks they can be the anomaly. Everybody think like relationships. You know, everyone wants to go after the one that they think they could fix
right?
Yeah. Like
it'll work.
Or the business model is like, you know, hey, well, I'm different than everyone else. So I'll go work harder to get the results that the math is the math and the writing is on the wall. And yes, are there the anomalies? Absolutely. Are you capable of being that anomaly? Probably. But what is the likelihood that you become the anomaly versus fall into the average?
Yeah. The exception of the rule.
Exactly. Right. And so, you know, right from the get-go, what his belief on you can never charge that. I mean, look at vehicles, right? Why does somebody buy a BMW or a Mercedes? And I'm using those specifically because it's not like a, you know, we're not buying a sports car that's
Lamborghini.
You're not buying that that has a different reason for buying it, right? Like, let's talk the daily driver. The purpose of this vehicle and the Honda are to get you from point A to point B every day.
Yep.
What justifies spending more, right? Like it's doing the same purpose, right? Fitness, CrossFit has a purpose there. Our training has a purpose here. For the sake of the conversation, it's an apples to apples to some tune, like a vehicle. But people justify spending exponentially more on one versus the other for the experience, the luxury, the feeling of driving, the ultimate driving machine, right? Like BMW has been able to do that. Why can't fitness? And if BMW or if a luxury car brand said, well, no, nobody's going to pay that because they can get this for that price.
Yeah, there you go.
Now they would have that same belief that he has, right? The fact of the matter is it's what you bring to the table and the differences that you bring to the table and the value that you can bring to the table that's going to dictate what the marketplace is willing to pay for it. He hasn't seen that because of the what he knows to be true, right? He's probably talking to other CrossFit coaches. He's probably part of CrossFit groups. He's probably seen the numbers of, you know, like high revenue CrossFit facilities, and it's probably relevant to what he's doing in his business today. But it comes back to the fact that he's in the wrong vehicle.
He's in the wrong model. That's just the truth.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And I don't know of any or maybe one CrossFit gym. Again, we don't work with a ton. I might know of one in Florida that did a million. The rest of them are struggling. And I work with, we have a common, well, somebody that's actually working for us right now. She is big in the CrossFit space. And we have a lot of conversations around, she writes for like Chalk Up magazine and she's in the CrossFit groups and stuff. And she's just like, they all struggle. They just all struggle. And I'm somewhere along the line way I got added to a CrossFit affiliate owners group and I'm not, you know, whatever, but I see the conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't make any comment. I just ignore it most of the time. But like the conversations in that group are so backwards, so backwards. One of the posts was like blew my mind. Like I had to post, I had to respond on this one. The CrossFit gym owner was asking what other affiliate owners pay their coaches to do personal training. And, you know, was it 70-30 to the coach? Was it 50-50? Post after post, comment after comment after comment. I give 100% of the revenue to my coaches because I want to keep them around. I give them 80%. I give them 75%. What are you guys doing? So like, let me paint the picture. The CrossFit owner owns the box, the affiliate. They bought all the equipment. They're on the lease. They're paying rent. They're paying electricity.
Signed a personal guarantee.
They're signed a personal guarantee that guarantees if they don't pay that lease that they'll come after them, whatever. You're personally liable. You're paying your coaches a salary or an hourly or whatever, a wage. Every expense is going to the owner. You do all the marketing as a gym owner and you get all the clients in there and they're in those classes and you're paying coaches to coach those classes. But there's a couple clients that want to do a little extra work and do personal training with the coach private over here. The gym owners in this CrossFit group were saying, yeah, well, we let them keep all of that revenue. We just let it. Yeah. They just bill them direct or we want to keep our coaches happy. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I don't get the mindset of this. Are you killing it so much over here on the CrossFit side? You don't need the money. Okay. Are you independently wealthy or are you actually working another job to pay the bills to cover your rent expense and your payroll expense? And yet you're just going to let a coach train and make 100% of it with no liabilities.
Yep.
And it was over and over and over. It wasn't just one off. Like this was the think tank of this group was, this is the way we do it because we want to keep our coaches happy. Like, what are you? I don't get it. I'll never get it. But here we are.
Well, it comes back to, I mean, you ever heard that saying where it's like, don't take advice from somebody you don't want to be in the position that they're in.
Yeah.
Right. Like you don't take relationship advice from the guy who's four times divorced. Same thing with business, right? Like you should be following the people who have the level of success that you aspire to have, not the people who are barely getting by or maybe even making less revenue than you just because they have an answer to
a question that they may not have even done themselves. Like,
or they might not have the intention at like a reason behind why they do it themselves.
They just do it.
This is the way that I've always done it. So here's my answer. It must be right for you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there's been many times where in the Iron Circle, somebody will ask a question and I have an answer for it, but I don't respond because I don't have it proven out. I have an idea. Like we're running a specific ad right now. Yeah. I'm telling you what we're doing. I'm not saying to do it.
I'm not recommending it at all yet.
I'm just saying like, look guys, we have to constantly test.
Yep.
Here's something else, which was wild. Like I love testing new creatives. I love testing new hooks. But like everybody's waiting to see what we do. Let me spend my money. Because, you know, whatever the ads everybody's running in the group are tested by us from years ago, right? So like they still work today, but whatever. They don't want to test.
Yeah, nobody wants to use their own money to test.
It's fine. I kind of enjoy it. I like seeing it and tweet.
But that's also a value. Like, let's just be honest. That's a valuable aspect of being in that group. Because they know that anything that we're bringing to the table has been tested, and has a result here in your gym. It's not theory. It's not just throwing something at the wall and hoping that it works for everybody.
Sure, sure.
That's a huge benefit. Look at that CrossFit group. I mean, I bet most of those people are doing those things. Not one of those is a mathematically sound business
It's the blind leading the blind over there. And honestly, they're all broke. And I'm sorry if you're a CrossFit listening to this. You can't not admit that. You're just broke all the time. You just don't make any money. The model is wrong.
$16,301 was the average revenue for a group training model within a few years ago.
With CrossFit. It's just a bad model, guys. I don't know what else to tell you guys. If you want to be broke for the rest of your gym owner career, be a CrossFit. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Like the workouts are pretty hard and, you know, you guys are shredded and all this stuff and like, cool. Like you got some fire breathers in there. It's like, you know, hardcore. Like, dude, that's awesome, man. But you're broke. Like, what are you doing? Best advice. And I just got it. It was from Jay Abraham. Best advice. It's haunting me. This advice. I was at an event and he was, speaking at, and he put this up on the screen, and I think he kind of breezed past it, but it hit me really hard. It was, the only economic reason to be in business is to beat your next best use of that capital, time, and energy.
Boom.
What does that mean? Only economic reason you're currently in the current model you're in, the only economic reason should be to beat your best next use of that capital, time, and energy, meaning if you've got other options that are better, you need to move to the other option. If there's a better model to do your gym, the only economic reason to be in your current model, it's because it's beating the next best use of your time, capital, and energy. The CrossFit is not the best use of your time. And I would argue gym ownership is not the best use of your time in general. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in comparison to the other options out there to make revenue.
There's a lot to make. Okay, it says economic reason. The only economic reason to be in a particular business is to beat the next best use of that time, capital, and energy. So what ruined this for me was that land deal a couple years back. I told the story several times, but like the amount of profit that came off of a decision that I made. Sure, there was capital that if I didn't have the money, that would never have happened. But I didn't have all of it. And I had to go find it and whatever. I sourced it. But like at the end of the day, 10 years of profit came off of an 18-month project in a different vehicle than the gym makes. 10 years, a decade worth in a year and a half because of a different vehicle. So like I would argue the gym ownership itself isn't the best vehicle. Okay. And so like, if you've got a better option, maybe that might be something you need to do. But the fact that you're already down this path, you're already in the industry, you've already decided being a gym owner is what you're going to be. Why the hell would you be in a CrossFit economically?
Economically, exactly.
If you want to do it as a hobby, it's cool. You want to shred up your hands and, you know, shirts off guy, dude, okay. But that's not a best use of your energy in the business. Your best, and I believe this to be true, the best use of your time, capital, and energy in a gym business is in semi-private training.
Yes.
Scalable semi-private training. It's proven out over and over again. And the fact that even a $417 a month normal payment for a semi-private training gym is astronomical and unheard of for a CrossFit just tells you everything you need to know. Like, it's the same hour of the day in the same fitness product, different modalities.
Yep.
We're helping people work out. You're helping people work out. We're over here at $400, $500, $600 a month. You're at like $100, $200 a month. And the cost per acquisition is going to be very similar. So like, why would you be in this model? Why wouldn't you be in this model?
Well, to your point, right? Like it's almost like looking at it from just an investment strategy, right? If it's going to cost me X to acquire the client, what is my potential return on that investment, right? To your point, if it takes sake of conversation, $250 to acquire a client for Gym A and Gym B. This gym is making $200 in return. Mm-hmm. This gym's making $400 and change in return. Mathematically, to your point, economically, this is a better choice. When it comes to business, guys, this is what business is. And to Tim's point, there are many reasons you have that business. And if it's, you know, if it serves your community aspect and you feel great about doing it and you enjoy it, you can check that box. But you have to also admit that is not the best economic choice alongside of it. You have to, because the math doesn't lie.
The math doesn't lie, and it's not a one-off. It's not a one-off. This one-off gym's doing this over here in, like, Miami Beach. Dude, it's every business that we work with is doing this. So if you're in a model, CrossFit or otherwise, or a large group training class-based model, or even hella one-on-one, and you want to move into what we believe is the best economic model for the training gym business in a similar square footage,
yep,
or even less, then your only choice is to move over to this model, which we have a whole program around. We coach gyms every day to do this model out of CrossFit, out of a large group class base, out of a one-on-one down to semi-private. You guys need help, guys. The link's in the show notes. I don't know what else to tell you. You just got to look at your model. Most of the time, the problem's your model. You say every time. I say most of the time.
I mean, it seems like I've talked to hundreds of gym owners already this year, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? And the commonalities of every one of those struggles, we say it every time. You know, what if you ask 100 gym owners, what do they need in order to get to the next level? Leads is the only answer that they have. Well, sometimes pounding your head against the wall and doing the same thing more is not getting you any further. And that's why I do believe that the model matters most. And if you're not in the right vehicle, if you're not in the right model, your potential is going to be dependent upon the success and failure of what that model can provide.
Yep. 100%. So guys, listen, we've got case study after case study. Just hit us up and I'll send them to you. But we'd love to help you guys. We believe in this wholeheartedly, 100%. I actually run a gym doing the damn thing that we're teaching. So like that has to say something. I don't know if you're listening to this for the first time. I know we've got a ton of listeners that we work with. You guys know me. You know my story and everything about me. But like, if you haven't, this is your first time, you're just hearing about this for the first time. Guys, I own this gym for 16 years. I'm never here. It supports our family, all of our entire lifestyle. We have a full blast team running it. We do over $1 million. Like, it's running itself. That's the way.
Yep.
So listen, guys, I'm not doing that to brag. I think it's to give at least some credibility to this podcast. Like, this isn't something that's theory. This isn't something that we wish we would do. This is what we do. And that's just the end of the story. So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Take care. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.